The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, welcome back as we head into hour three. There's probably in the pantheon of great professors I've actually never sat in the classroom on, probably only three. Alan Dershowitz is one of them. What is a great professor I've never sat in the class? It means I've read, I think, almost everything they've ever written. It means I've watched every debate and lecture I can. It means I've attended their lectures. Alan Dershowitz is one of the great professors, one of the great teachers, not just to the country, but to the world. And he has a brand new book out. It is a great book, The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. Alan Dershowitz, welcome back to the airwaves of Phoenix. Thanks for being with us and congrats on the book.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to have a former non-student who I'm very proud of. You do a great, great job.
You keep teaching. I'll keep learning from you. The price of principle. There's so many questions I could start with, but let me start maybe with this one, if I can. One of the things I encounter a great deal in conversation and debate on the issue of this notion of cancel culture is people telling me it's a myth. You are a living testament of it being a reality and a verity, are you not?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Look, I was the most popular person among a group of people in Chilmark, Massachusetts. I was the one who was asked to always speak at their events, to perform their ceremonies, to do everything. In fact, somebody wrote me an email saying, if you had just kept your mouth shut, you'd still be king, king. Now, nobody in Chilmark will talk to me. I sat next to Caroline Kennedy at a dinner party, the daughter of the president, the daughter of the man who wrote Profiles in Courage, and she said, if I knew you had been invited to this event, I would not have come. One of my former students, a very close friend, said he wanted to invite me to a concert, but he was told by the cabal in Chilmark that if he invited me, none of the others would show up. He said it would be social suicide for me to invite you. Just the other night, I was invited to an engagement party of a young girl whose parents I know very well. They wrote me an email regretfully saying they had to cancel the invitation because too many people said, if he shows up, we leave. The library where I've spoken every year, where they invited me to speak, canceled me. They won't allow me to speak in the library. They didn't carry my books. They had 20 of my books before I defended President Trump's constitutional rights, and not a single one of my books. Now, I'm not the victim of that. The victim of the people of Chilmark who can't read my books. The victim of the people of Chilmark who can't hear me speak, who want to hear me speak. But these left-wing censors, you know what they would be saying if it was right-wing censorship? If a rural Texas library said, we're not going to allow speakers who believe in the woman's right to choose to speak, or if they said, we're not going to invite or allow anti-racist speakers to speak, they'd be held to pay. Every liberal would be up in arms.
That's right.
But not when it comes to Trump. Trump is different. The Trump derangement syndrome is true. And you know, Seth, I'm used to the Trump derangement syndrome because I experienced it before Trump ran for
That's
office.
Right. That's right. Yes.
At that point, it was called the Israel derangement syndrome.
Right.
I would go on a campus. I could talk about anything. Thomas Jefferson, you name it, free speech. As soon as I mention Israel, people go crazy. They become Noam Chomsky. They cannot have a rational talk about it. And with Trump, they become Larry Tribe. You know, Larry Tribe was on television the other day, CNN, saying that he was trying to persuade his former student, Merrick Garland, to prosecute Donald Trump for, and listen to this, the attempted murder of Vice President Pence. The attempted murder. I mean, this wouldn't even make a good Sherlock Holmes mystery or anything. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard a professor say, and yet he's embraced and he's honored because there's one rule today on the left. If you can get Trump, anything goes. It doesn't matter. Trump trumps the Constitution. Trump trumps due process. Trump's equal protection. Trump trumps freedom of speech. If you can get Trump, you can do anything. Now it's reminiscent of what happened 50 years ago, when if you can get communists, you can do anything. It's the new McCarthyism, and this isn't only my term. Larry Summers, in an interview just the other day, talked about the new McCarthyism as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's an abuse of language in back of it, if you'll permit me. I think it's, yes, it's Trump, but it's also leftism, where you use the word murder too lightly in the case of Professor Tribe. People use words racist. They use white supremacist. And you are part of that by proxy because you are standing in the way, I think, of the leftist agenda. And they do it by making you what? An Untermensch. You are part of a patriarchy at the most innocent, but white supremacism at the worst. Are you not? Isn't that part of it, sir?
I'm just a kid from Brooklyn,
yeah.
First person in my family ever to go to college. I grew up not in poverty, but pretty poor.
Yeah.
I made it to Brooklyn College, a free college, by the skin of my teeth, and then graduated first in my class. That's meritocracy.
Right.
But today, meritocracy is a dirty word. You mentioned meritocracy, you've committed a micro, maybe even a macro, aggression.
That's right.
So don't call me a white supremacist or privileged. I grew up without any privilege whatsoever. Everything I've accomplished, I accomplished on my own because of my courage, because I was willing to stand up to people. And all the negatives that I've gotten now have been a result of the same courage that I showed for the 60 years of my career. But I'm fighting back. I'm not going to just take it sitting down. I'm not going to just cancel. One of the reasons I wrote 9 books in the last 4 years is because you can't cancel my books.
That's right.
I thought you couldn't. The library tried to. But the books get published and the books get circulated. So it's not a question of cancellation. It's a question of trying to get your point of view out there through whatever medium you're allowed to use these days.
The price of principle, why integrity is worth the consequences, is Professor Dershowitz's current book, most recent book, just out this month, this past month. Tremendous read. Professor, you had... you had experience with the Soviet court system, with Sharansky and others.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you worry about an ethos here that's beginning to look a little bit like that? Just a little bit?
Very, very much so. When I was representing not only Sharansky, but I represented about 60 dissidents in the Soviet Union, lawyers were terrified to be seen with us or to join our defense team for fear that they then would be prosecuted. And that's what's happening. The campaign to try to disbar Rudy Giuliani, the campaign to try to disbar other lawyers without even a hearing.
Right.
It's just a return. You know, it's so interesting because what was McCarthyism? It was anti-Soviet Union. What is the Soviet Union? Just like McCarthyism.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get to the extremes of the hard left and the hard right, they merge together. They're the same. They both favor repression. They both believe free speech for me, but not for thee. They both don't understand why you need dissent. We all know the truth with a capital T. The left knows the truth. The extreme right knows the truth. Only the middle, the 90% of us in the country that are in the middle, we need the First Amendment and free speech and due process because we're not so sure of the truth.
That's what liberalism used to stand for. There was that great speech by Learned Hand circa 1943-44, right? Liberty and liberalism is the essence that isn't too sure that it is right. We've lost that, haven't we?
I urge you in the bowels of Christ that you may possibly be wrong. He quoted that. And he used to love to talk about uncertainty. And, you know, when I would teach my classes, people at the end would say, but you didn't tell us what the answer is. No.
I want
you to
think.
There's no right answer in my class. Yeah. Every single question begets another question.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I studied the Talmud as a kid. But I have to tell you, that inquiry, that mindset of doubting is no longer taught in universities because, as Larry Summers said in this most recent interview, students and faculty don't want to hear opposing points of view.
That's right.
They don't want others to hear opposing points of view. They just want the classes to become polemical exercises in propaganda the way they were in the Soviet Union, the way they were in China, the way they were in Cuba, the way they were and are in Venezuela. Is that what we're going to allow our country to be turned into? I hope not.
Well, that's what is the concern here. And my gosh, that I have to hit a quick break. We'll come back on the other side and maybe pick up on that very point. Due process has been politicized.
And
that's the one phrase, all those regimes you just mentioned, Professor, that's lacking in any fair sense. And I wonder if we might come back and talk just a little bit.
Sure.
About the politicalization of due process. It's, again, due process for me, not for thee. As we go to our commercial break, let me plug the book one more time. Alan Dershowitz is the author, The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. I can't tell you how important this book is. I can't tell you how important the scholarship of Alan Dershowitz's career has been for so many people, including me, your host. I'm Seth Leibson. He's Alan Dershowitz. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Professor Alan Dershowitz, emeritus of Harvard Law School, is our guest. His brand spanking new book, The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. What did Aristotle say? Plato is dear. Truth is dearer. No one lives that out and writes that out as well as Alan Dershowitz. His book is in part about the importance of truth and being able to look yourself in the mirror and sleep at night because you stood for principle and not personality. Professor, if I might, the issue of due process. You had, in the previous segment, ran through a series of retrograde regimes from Venezuela to the Soviet Union, China, Cuba. The list goes on. The one thing lacking in all those places is a sense of fairness in the court system. The last resort, you were an attorney. You are known as the attorney of last resort. Courts have been the place of last resort to find your civil liberties vindicated. But due process has been politicized. Donald Trump stands for that principle or problem, too, doesn't he? Or doesn't the current court system?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not only the current court system, but it's defense lawyers. We are the last barrier between the government and the rest of us, the government and tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
You need bold and brave defense lawyers who are prepared to go to court and stand up and challenge the government at every turn. That means sometimes defending guilty people.
Mm-hmm.
That means sometimes producing verdicts that are not consistent with the truth, but, you know, better 10 guilty go free than one innocent the longer we can find. And we have to challenge the government. So the essence of justice is vigorous defense coupled with due process and fairness in the courts of law. We're not getting that. We're not hearing it. It's not being taught in universities. It's not being taught today in even high schools and elementary schools. They don't learn about John Adams defending the rights of the Boston Massacre alleged killers. We don't hear about Abraham Lincoln and Thurgood Marshall and Clarence Darrow and Ed Bennett Williams, all of whom defended lots and lots of guilty people.
Attorneys for the Damned, they called them. I think Clarence Darrow's biography was Attorney for the Damned, right? I think that was it.
But I have to tell you, I have to tell you, no lawyer in history, none, no lawyer in history except during McCarthyism has been abused the way I have.
Right.
Not Abraham Lincoln, not Clarence Darrow, not Daniel Webster.
Right.
The idea that I can't speak at a university, the idea that I can't speak in a Temple Emmanuel, which every year invited me to do trials of biblical characters, that I can't speak at the 92nd Street Y, that I can't speak at the Ramaz School, that I can't speak in the Chilmark Library. That's never happened to a lawyer before. And I don't want to be self-referential because I have a thick skin. But if it can happen to Alan Dershowitz, it can happen to every lawyer. I have to tell you, a bunch of lawyers have called me, and they said they've been asked to defend Donald Trump. And they said they won't do it because they don't want to be Dershowitz.
Right.
They don't want to have to happen to their family what's happened to my family, my wife, who didn't even agree with me when I wanted to defend the Constitution on behalf of Donald Trump. People have made her a pariah. She walked into a gym recently, and a woman said, oh, that's Alan Dershowitz's wife. I can't work out here. I have to walk out. We got invited to, you know, an engagement party, and then we get an email saying we have to cancel you because too many people said that if you're there, we won't walk out. This is in Chilmark, Massachusetts, which was victimized by McCarthyism in the 1950s. Lillian Hellman lived here. Many, many other prominent leftists lived here who were victimized by McCarthyism. Now their heirs, their children, their grandchildren are imposing left-wing McCarthyism, which is just as bad as right-wing McCarthyism.
You know, you go through that litany, and I was familiar with it from your book, The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences, is the name of the book. And I wonder, where do you feel most let down? Your profession, law schools, co-religionists, former defendants, people you've done? What's the biggest disappointment? You know, I went to law school because of you, actually. I went to law school because you and your books and works inspired me, Clarence Darrow's, the list you read earlier. And I was once taught that, you know, when it comes to free speech and matters of free speech, lawyers get it a little better than most. That's not true anymore. That's just not true anymore. Yeah. Lawyers get it not
they get
as
it.
Well.
They get it. They get it. They just ignore it.
Okay.
No, I think they get it. Okay. Look, Larry David coming up to me on the porch of the Chilmark store saying, "You're disgusting," because
yeah.
I saw you pat Mike Pompeo on the back. Sure I did. He helped bring about the Abraham Accords. He was my former student. And I said, "You'll be remembered in history by what you did in Israel and in the Camp David Accords." I have to tell you, the group that's disappointed me most have been the Jewish leaders, people who have a welcome me all over the world. And now, and they all say, "We don't think there was anything wrong with what you did, but we don't want trouble." You know, that's the old Jewish mantra that has existed.
Shosh still, right?
Shosh
still.
Shosh still, don't make a shanda. Don't rock the boat.
Yeah.
It's someone else's boat.
Yeah.
And we're just guests on the boat. You know, I wrote a book called Chutzpah, all about that.
Yep.
Everybody loved the book Chutzpah until I showed a little bit of Chutzpah and defended Donald Trump. And now it's like, shosh still, don't make any trouble. You can't speak at our synagogue. You can't raise money for this organization or that organization. There was an event on Martha's Vineyard, attended to and spoken at by Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. It's called the Jewish Democratic Council of America. And I got disinvited from it.
Yeah.
Am I not Jewish enough?
Yeah,
am I not democratic enough?
Yeah.
No. And there was one word that was not mentioned at the Jewish Democratic Council of America, 3-hour event. One word. And that was Israel.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single word about Israel.
Yeah.
Everything was about gay rights, women's rights, climate rights. They're all very important. But can you imagine a black Democratic council meeting where civil rights wasn't mentioned, a gay Democratic meeting where gay rights wasn't mentioned, an Arab Democratic meeting with Palestine? But no, the Jewish Democratic Council doesn't have to mention Israel and doesn't have to invite, with all due modesty, was probably the most certainly frequent guest of Jewish organizations in the last 20 years, but not good enough to get invited on Martha's Vineyard. Look, it saved me money. It doesn't matter. But it just represents a mindset that is today so prevalent. The Lincoln-Douglas debates could not occur today.
Half the
country would say, "We agree with Lincoln. We don't want to hear Douglas." The other half would say, "We agree with Douglas. We don't want to hear Lincoln." They couldn't even speak on a university campus. The debates that I used to have with Bill Buckley all the time on television at Harvard and different places, they couldn't take place today. People would boo and engage in violence. When I was invited to speak at Harvard, they had to move the event off campus. I've been there 50 years. Off campus for fear that it would be disrupted if I was allowed to speak about Israel on Harvard University's campus.
Yeah, the things that are valued by the institutions in the names of which they were founded has changed as well. That's why there's no ACLU anymore, as we remember it. I don't think you could write the brief you wrote for Bakke.
Yeah, there is an ACLU. It's now the Anti-Civil Liberties Union.
Right.
Where are they on the issue, even of transparency, of revealing the affidavit? They're always in favor of transparency. The worst statute in the world to the ACLU is the Espionage Act of 1917, used against every left-wing hero.
That's right.
Now, the ACLU and the people in the ACLU, they love it. They embrace it. They want to expand it. Article after article in New York Times, on CNN, everywhere. Let's use the Espionage Act of 1917 to get Trump. We don't care that it's got Eugene V. Debs and that it's got, you know, every hero of the left, and we hated it and we declared it unconstitutional. We fought against it. If it can be used to get Trump, let's use it. Let's expand it. This Trump notion of Trump is more important than the Constitution can really hurt this country over the long run.
Alan Dershowitz is the author. The book is The Price of Principle, Why Integrity is Worth the Consequences. To me, he is the prince of principle. Mr. Dershowitz, Yasher Kof, may your strength continue to be strong. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate that.
God bless you and be well. Thank you for the book. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.